Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Detective Chinatown 3 is distributed in the USA and Canada by Warner Bros. Pictures. The first Detective Chinatown opened at the box office in China in 2009, quickly became a surprise success and made Wong Baoqiang a real box office star. The mystery comedy Detective Chinatown was created by writer and director Chen Sicheng with the first film from 2015. Set in Thailand, the film successfully combines the genres of action, comedy, mystery and thriller to enthuse audiences around the world. When his uncle is wrongly the victim of a murder involving stolen gold, young Keen is put to the test to clear Tang's name. As the mystery novel, affectionately titled Keen, finds out, Tang is a devious con man who works as a local police officer. Meanwhile, the gold has disappeared and Keen's uncle and brother-in-law, son-in-law, have been murdered. The police chief is competing with them to solve the case and get the gold, to appoint the next deputy police chief and clear their names. Detective Chinatown 3 picks up the sting of its predecessor from New York and hits Tokyo to crack a confusing case. Tang is being pursued by police because Keen is the prime suspect in Sompat's murder, as he was the last to enter and leave the workshop where he was murdered. He seeks out Keen, who proves to be able to solve the crime with the knowledge he has acquired as a lover of a mystery novel. The Chinatown franchise can be described as a comedy, more mystery than action, with each part having its heroes roam international cities and a sometimes crazy mix of action and mystery elements. Yet the world, and the ever-growing list of recurring characters, is clearly showing that it is rapidly becoming one of the most popular and successful shows of its kind. Such grandiose commercial ambitions are likely to be at the heart of the typically hyperactive third outing, which invests almost as much energy in developing more sequels and spin-offs. The enormous start of DC 3 not only proved the success of its first two films, but also established the country as an important player in the world of comic films and television series. Maoyan predicted that Detective Chinatown 3 would be completed with 750 million RMB, making it the third largest grossing film of all time in China. It eclipsed the previous record, holder, The Avengers, of the movie of the same name, and overall gave IMAX it is the best weekend ever for China, eclipsing its previous best, with $25 million, a 45% increase on the 2019 holiday. The sequel, which is set in New York and features a slew of eccentric detectives, has grossed $544 million in China so far this year, while Black Panther has grossed $700 million domestically. Detective Chinatown 2 is a leap on the scale and, frankly, qualitative, so it's not surprising that a triad that should have opened in China before the Chinese cinemas closed would break out accordingly. The Japan that is to follow has cost a whopping $117 million and seems to be filled with the kind of scale and scope that we take for granted. IMAX, and the film has scored a surprise box office hit in China, grossing more than twice as much as the first film in the series at the domestic box office. For those of you who don't know, DC 3, which stars the first two films in the series, Detective Chinatown and Detective China, is a mystery drama set in Tokyo. Keen is up against a group of detectives who are among the 10 most dangerous criminals in the world in Japan. He has to team up with another detective while other international detectives, including one played by martial arts star Tony Jaa, compete across Tokyo to solve crimes and take control of the crime scene in Tokyo. The third installment of the franchise revolves around a murder in a closed room, in which Detective Keen Fung goes in search of the truth. Stay up to date with the latest news and updates on the latest episodes of Detective Chinatown on our Detective Chinatown Facebook page. The world's largest film market lives up to its title and sets a sales record with Detective Chinatown 3. The total marks the highest grossing film in North American history, surpassing the previous title-winning Avengers: Endgame, which grossed $157 million on its first day in 2019. Despite record box office revenue of $163 million, Detective Chinatown No. 3 was shot by stronger competition and achieved a record 163% despite poor word of mouth. IMAX, which is taking the world's largest film market, the United States of America, to new heights with a first-day gross of $163 million. This is all for today, guys. My name is Lily and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.